Lekutas Sichas Chelik Yudches Parsha Bolok Sicha Beis. In Sof Hilchus Malachim, at the end of the Laws of Kings, which is the very end of the 13 volume set of the Rambam's Halachas, V'usetzach V'gmelech HaMashiach, and those at the end of Hilchus Malachim, it talks about Mashiach. Sof the Rambam V'zol L'shoyne, this is what the Rambam says. Anyone that doesn't believe in him, in Mashiach, whoever doesn't wait, is not actively waiting for his coming, awaiting his coming. He's not simply denying the other prophets. He is denying the very Torah and Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Because the Torah itself testifies about Mashiach's coming. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, "V'shav Hashem alekecha shvuscha," that Hashem will return your captives and He will bring everyone back to Eretz Yisrael and so on. So we see it in the Torah itself. The Noch is a mamshich, and then it continues. Af beparshas Bilam Nemar, also in the parasha which talks about Bilam, the story of Bilam, it says there too, B'shom Nem Niba, and over there he, Bilam, testified, B'shnei Meshichim, prophesied about the two Mashiachs which will come in his time, in Bilam's time, it was in the future. The Mashiach Harishon, he prophesied about the first Mashiach, Shu David, which is King David. Sheishias Yisrael Miatzareim, who helped the Yidden from their oppressors. Uba Mashiach Achen, he also prophesied about the final Mashiach Sheimed Mibonav that will arise from the sons of David. She Mashiach Yisrael will also help the Yidden Bachreina at the end of times. The Shamu Weimer, and over there he says, Bilam says, Arenu Vele Ata, I see him, but not now. Zed David, this is referring to David HaMelech, that he wasn't yet in the time of Bilam, but it was not in the too distant future. Ashurenu v'lo karev, I perceive him, but he is not close. In other words, that it's further in the future. Zed Melech HaMashiach, that is referring to King Mashiach. Another pasuk, another prophecy of Bilam, Dorach Koicha Miyakov, a star will come forth from Yaakov, Zed David, that's talking about David, become Shevet Misrael, and a staff will arise from Israel, Zed Melech HaMashiach, that's referring to Mashiach. He continues, Umachatz Pasein Moyev, and he will crush the princes of Moyev, Zed David, that's referring to David HaMelech, V'cheinu Eimer, as it says in the pasuk in regards to David, V'yachas Moyev, and he crushed Moyev, V'yimdadein Bechevel, and he measured them with a rope. That was a way he decided which of the enemy will be killed and which one will be spared. Then it goes. Bilam continues. V'karkar kobenei sheis, and he will dominate all the descendants of sheis. Melech HaMashiach. That's talking about Melech HaMashiach. Shenemar, in regards to whom it says, u'mesholei miyom v'ad yom, and his rulership will extend from sea to sea. He continues. V'hoye edem yireisha. And he will inherit, he will crush Edom, he will demolish Edom. Zed David, this is talking about a David, and as the pasuk says, Vatiyah Edom leDavid laAvadim, that Edom became the slaves of David. V'hayu Yireisha Seir Oivav, and he will demolish Seir, which is the place of Edom, his enemies. Melech HaMashiach, that's talking about Melech HaMashiach, Shenemer, as the pasuk says in regards to Mashiach, V'olam Mashiach Bahar Tzion, and the saviors will go up onto Har Zion, and they will judge. The continuation of the pasuk is they will judge Esav. So the Rambam brings a whole bunch of prophecies of Bilam, in which he prophesies four different ways about the future, that David HaMelech will arise and that Mashiach will arise. The Sefer Ayad is the Hasefer from Halachas. The book of the Yad HaChazaka, it's a 14 set. I think I said 13 before. It's a 14 volume set. Is a Sefer which deals with Halacha. Kedivri Rambam Adam, also the Sefer, as the Rambam says at the end of his introduction to the Sefer, nicht von Drosches a Psuke a Teure ki Yetzbe. It's not a sefer that deals with explaining Psukim and so on. So darfen verstehen, if so, we have to understand. So Arayz bringing the Raya zu der Halacha, as kol mishena maimim boi v'cholu. It seems that the Rambam wants to bring proof from the Torah that somebody that doesn't believe in Mashiach is denying the Torah itself. He's a kaifa b'Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He denies the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Volt given genug, then ezot blois. It seems it would be enough. He would simply said, af b'parsha Bilam nemar. Also in the parsha Bilam, it's written about Mashiach. The sham nibah b'Mashiach ha'achem shamdu mi'oymed b'banav. And there, Bilam prophesied about the final Mashiach that will arise from the Jewish people, or from the sons of David, Shemashiach Yisrael Bachreina, that will bring salvation to the Jewish people at the end of times. That would have been enough. It's in the prophecy of Bilam, and that's it. So we would know, as a red wegen the psukim from the Nevuah, was in Aneb is, we would know that he was talking about those prophecies of Bilam, which begin with Hashiyasa Amazel La'amcha Ba'achas Ayamim, as Bilam said, let me tell you about what these people will do to your nation, meaning to Balak's nation, in the final days. That's how Bilam introduced it. He's talking to Balak and he says, let me tell you what they're going to do to you one day. And then he goes on to talk about how David HaMelech will crush them, and how Mashiach will crush them, and so on. So it seems that that would have been enough to bring out the point that Bilam was talking about Mashiach coming. In other words, that it's right in the Torah about Mashiach's coming. Favos is a Meirich in the Proti Arayis. Why does the Rambam dwell so much and he gives so many details about the proofs? As in the Ksuvim Retzich Veng Shnei HaMashichim, he says that it's talking about two Mashiachs, David and Mashiach. And he goes into, and this part of the Pasuk talks about David, and that part of the Pasuk talks about Mashiach. These are too many details, it would seem, to bring out that point that there will be a Mashiach. And even if the Rambam wants to point to the actual Psukim that he's talking about, it would be enough if the Rambam would simply tell you the first few words of those psukim, and then the last few words. As thus is gezogivaren in the psukim arenu v'leyata. For instance, if he would say that this is all prophesied in the psukim that begin v'arenu v'leyata and end v'hayu yureisha seir oivav. So now you know where you can look if you want to see the actual details of the prophecies. But that would seem to be enough that the Rambam should put into the Sefer. From them was the Rambam is Meisiv the Raya Afa Parshas Bilam Nemar. From this, that Rambam adds the proof from also that from Bilam, from the Parsha Bilam Chotcha Chinfriir Gebracht the Raya of them Etzim Inyan Sharia Teiri Idol of Nemar Eshenemar V'Shava Shemel of Kecha Shvuscha. The very question of why does the Rambam bring another proof from the Parsha Bilam when he already brought proof from the Torah where it says V'shav Hashem L'kecha Shvuscha is mashma. So from the fact that he brings more proof, it seems unvi is v'shtanik from Parsha L'shayne, as it seems from the simple reading of the words of the Rambam, as the psukim from Parsha Bilam, that the reason he brings these psukim from Bilam, bring the Rambam the ikenish nor als raya of the etzem bias a Mashiach. He's bringing these psukim not simply to prove that there is going to be Mashiach and that you could see it in the Torah. Them oisleis and feed them for golos, that he will redeem the yidden from golos, but rather nor oich has niba b'shnei Mashiachim and Mashiach arishon Mashiach David or Mashiach ha'achem shayman b'banav. He seems to want to make the point that there was an earlier Mashiach, and then there would be a final Mashiach. The Zafar is a Mefarad to Mefarash to Psukim, which is the reason that he brings all these Psukim and he shows you where the first one is and where the last one is. The Azais is Muchach, as Nibba B'Shnei Mashiachim. So you see from there that he was prophesizing about two Mashiachs. He points out those details. So that's what he seems to want to say. But that in itself needs explanation. We can understand why he brings another proof from, in addition to V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha, he brings another proof from the Psukim of Bilam, I have the Metzah Minya for Mashiach on the very issue that the Mashiach is mentioned in the Torah, Yeshleim. That we can explain while in them Pasuk Veshav Hashem L'Kachashvus Chashteit Nishad Ozet Zayin Dorch Mashiach. The reason for this could be because in the Pasuk Veshav Hashem L'Kachashvuscha, it only says that Hashem will bring back the captives, but it doesn't say that this will be done through Mashiach, a person. The Rebbe brings there Oicharaya from the Mefurish B'Teira as Nibba if Melech Mashiach. That's why he brings another proof from the words of Bilam that it's talking about an actual king, Mashiach. Above us is Negeiet Sudi Rayas Menat Teira Bias Mashiach Hashem Nibba Nishna Beg Mashiach Rachner Oich Beg Dovidin. But for what need is there in order to bring out this point that there will be a Mashiach that will actually bring about the Geula? Why is it necessary to say that there was already a David HaMelech in the early days and he is the final Mashiach? That there's also a David and Mashiach HaRishon. Befrat noch mit an Arichus zu mefaret sein alle Prote Elishoynes von Ipsukim. And not only does he mention that there's going to be a David, that there was a David, but he goes into the detail and repeats it and shows where it's shown from each Pasuk. Velchavon say, Main and Melech David, which part of the Pasuk refers to David HaMelech, Umvelech and the Melech HaMashiach, and which part of the Pasuk refers to Mashiach? Why does he have to bring all this detail? Gimel. L'chayri Yishleimar, it would seem that we could answer, as the time was the Rambam bring the Raya, Oich of them as Nibbe B'Shnei HaMashichim, as Nibbe B'Shnei HaMashichim, Oich Veg Mashiach HaRishon Shul David Sheishiyas Yisrael. It would seem that one could answer that the reason that the Rambam brings also the proof for the early first Mashiach, in other words, he points out that there's two, and he talks also about the first Mashiach, which is David. L'chayre, was is the gates of the Amunu in Bias Mashiach? Azoich David vet Ongeru from Mashiach Pung vi Melech HaMashiach? Because the question is, why is it important? The Rambam is talking about believing in Mashiach. So why is it important to that faith that there was also a Mashiach in the early days, that he was also called Mashiach? And that it's the early Mashiach is so important that they're called the two Mashiachs, HaMashiachim, the two Mashiachs. In other words, that it's the well-known Mashiachs. So the reason for that is Valdos is Nigeya Machzig the Munim Bias Mashiach, that this strengthens our faith in Mashiach. Also, Vitzin because the Inyan from Mashiach is Nishkein Nayazach. Because now we see that the idea of Mashiach is not something new that's going to come up in the future. Falsa Shingeven, it's something that already happened. The Mashiach Harishon Shudavit Sheishis Yisrom Yatzareyim, there was already a Mashiach in the early days. He was named David. He already helped the Yidden from their oppressors. So this strengthens our faith. That there will come a time also that there will be a Mashiach that will help the Yidden once again. It's happened before, it'll happen again. Similar to what we find in the Gemara, they want to show, emphasize and strengthen our faith in Tchias HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead. So they say, they give a rational reason. The Lo Yehava Chaya, somebody that never existed, a new baby that never lived, can be brought to life. The Hava Chaya LeKolshkein, so somebody who was already alive, is it not even easier to bring them back to life? If you can create new life, why can't you revive already a life that had existed already? In other words, the Chachamim gave a rational reason to help us understand and believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Or to say it in different ways, V'mefarshim Zayin HaMazver, as other commentaries explain, V'balda Shnei HaMashichim Zayin Gezogevoren in them Zolben Nevuah. Since the prophecy, meaning of that the Torah records in the name of Bilam, was said about two Mashiachs. So just like the prophecy that was said about the first Mashiach, which is David, that he brought salvation to the Yidden from their oppressors, was already fulfilled, So also, we can now understand and believe that the second Mashiach that was in that prophecy will also be fulfilled, and he'll come to help the Yidden from their oppressors in the future. So therefore, the Rambam brings both in order to strengthen our faith in the Amunah, in the Amunah of Mashiach. Es ist aber moven, but it's understood, as is schwer zu lernen, adosa de ganze tam, that it's very difficult to say that this is the whole reason that the Rambam brings this whole subject. For mit dem Psukim ist der Rambam kapashtus auf schoene nicht oisen zu bringen in der Reihe, und der Chocha als Melchim Mashiach wird sicher kommen. Because from the way that the Rambam words that halacha, it doesn't seem like he's trying to bring proof from these psukim that certainly Mashiach will come. Here you can see it in the psukim. Nor as ein kumen is azach v'shteit in the Torah. The point is to bring out that the reference to Mashiach is already in the Torah. That's the point of these psukim, of why the Rambam brings these psukim. Not to reinforce our faith in the coming of Mashiach in a general sense. And it means to say that since it's in the Torah itself, from this we see, as Dervas Einem Ayman Boyo Einem Mechakel Biyose, that anyone that doesn't believe in Mashiach or doesn't await his coming is Loi B'Shar Neviyim Uvadul Kaifer Ela B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not simply denying something that is in the later prophets, but it's something from the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That's the point. So then why is it important to make that point that he was talking about two Mashiachs, also about the first Mashiach, which is David, and certainly it needs explanation why the Rambam needs to explain about the four mirror prophecies in the Psukim. As mit der erste wird gemeint der Mashiach Rishon and the zweite Mashiach Achen, that the first one is referring to the first Mashiach, the second one of each one of those psuk, the second half of each one of those psukim is talking about the final Mashiach. Why does he need to explain all that in a Sefer Halachos if the point that he's making is that it's in the Torah? So it's in the Torah. What do we need to know about David HaMelech? David. Behem Shechlozeh. Then the Rambam continues. The Razag the Rambam. But the continuation goes into a new halacha, a new paragraph. It says, "Af ba'orim miklat u'aymer." Also, in regards to the cities of refuge, it's written in the Torah, "Im yarchev Hashem alakecha es gvulcha," that if Hashem will broaden your territories, "v'yasafta l'cha oit shalosh arim," you shall add three more cities of refuge in the new territories. And the Rambam says, "Me'olam lo hayah davazen." This never happened yet, that there was the broadening of the territories in which they put three new cities of refuge. V'leitziva Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'tayu, and since Hashem doesn't give commands in the Torah for no reason, so in other words, this will yet come. So we see that there is a future in which Hashem will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, give us greater borders, at which time we will add these three cities of refuge. So here is another proof of Mashiach in the Torah. Siz yidua as oichti chalukas ha'alochas and Rambam is bediuk. It's well known that the way that Rambam divided the paragraphs in the Sefer, in the chapters, within the chapters, is also very precise. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand ourselves. Havos brengt the Rambam the Rayev as in Haloch befnei Atzmai and nicht in the Friedag Haloch zusammen mit den anderen zwei Rayes min der Teure. Why does the Rambam separate this proof from the Orem Miklat into a separate paragraph and doesn't include it in the previous paragraph in which he gave two proofs about Mashiach in the Teure? And why is this one in a separate paragraph? When Oiv says Masam as Yed Rayes ol Shtein in Abazundar Lochan, if it's fitting that each proof should be in its own separate paragraph, he should have separated also the proof from Bilam's story into a separate halacha, but he doesn't. He lumps those two together, and then the third one from the Orem Miklat he puts in a separate one. So why does he divide it that way? Another question. Why does he tell us where the pasuk appears? Umbefrat mitn loshen af ba'aremikla to oimer, especially saying the words also in regards to the aremikla, to the cities of refuge. Unisht af ba'parsha shoiftim. If he wants to give you, tell you where to look, you should say it's in parsha shoiftim. That's where you look. Al derech v'yazog befriya b'parshas Bilam, as he gives you the reference point earlier in the story of Bilam, that's where it's written. So why doesn't he say here in this, in the parsha of Shoiftim? Hey, oich tafen verstehen. Also, we have to understand that the demdiyak haloshim mishneim mishichim. What he says, the wording in the two mashiachs. Vos is das nigeya da, and if vos is dafke nor David are under of a mashiach. First of all, why is it important over here that David HaMelech is referred to as a Mashiach? Also, why indeed is David HaMelech referred to as a Mashiach? And only David is referred to as a Mashiach. For in Kishem B'David is Nimshach Givarim B'Shem and Amishcha B'Keren. Because the word Mashiach actually means the anointed one. So just as David HaMelech was anointed with the anointing oil, that special anointing oil with a, from a horn, which is another part of the ceremony of the anointment, is umveret anger of Mashiach Hashem, and that therefore he is called the Mashiach Hashem, the anointed one of Hashem, is azoy oich lefneze. So the same thing happened before David HaMelech, is Shol Nimshri Gevaran, the King Shol was also anointed bepach, he was anointed from the cruse of oil, on oich Ervet under of Mashiach Hashem, and he's also called Mashiach Hashem. So then, why is David HaMelech known as the Mashiach? Why isn't Shaul known as the Mashiach? Oib oistel and say Mashiach Yisrael, the Rishon of Achrein. And if the purpose is to point to two saviors of the Jewish people, one at the beginning of time, one at the end of time, voltechayreg mer masin givem Moshe Rabbeinu als goyel rishon. And it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu should be the first Mashiach. He redeemed the Yidden from Mitzrayim, and the Mashiach is the final Mashiach. Beidah Mashiach and Megolus, both of them actually brought the Yidden out of, or Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Yidden out of Megolus, and Mashiach will bring the Yidden out of Megolus. Mashenk and David, whereas David HaMelech didn't bring the Yidden out of Megolus. So why is David HaMelech known as one of the Mashiachim? Ulahayir. And to note, as oich benegei madrigosim benavuah, that even in regards to the levels of prophecy, which could be another reason why somebody would be referred to with that very important title of Mashiach Hashem. So the Rambam says, as Mashiach is gadol mekol haneviim, he taka says that Mashiach is the greatest of all the prophets, besides for Moshe Rabbeinu, adu v'yezok nesefer yad, or as he says, right in the Sefer Ayad, the Novi God will call Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's a great prophet close to the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that puts another similarity between Mashiach and Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashiach and David, whereas David isn't known as the great prophet or from the greatest prophet. Certainly he was a prophet, but that's not what he's known as. So therefore, what is special about David that he's called the Mashiach? Perhaps it should have been Moshe, or for another reason Shaul, and so on. Vet man das verstehen durch Masbe sein kamme de Yukim in de zwei weite de Galachas and Hilchas Malachim dort. So we will understand all of this by first explaining a few questions about how the Rambam writes some of the earlier, the later Halachas and Hilchas Malachim. In Halacha Gimel zog the Rambam, in the next Halacha, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'al yal al dayt chashem elcha Mashiach tzorech lazaz eisim moivsim. You shouldn't think, it shouldn't occur to you that the Mashiach has to make any miracles, mechadish dvarim ba'olam, or bring about new things in the world that never existed. Ay mechayim eisim, that he has to resurrect the dead. Okay, yaitse b'dorim elu, or similar things which are fantastic, amazing, world-shattering events. It's not so. Sharei Rabbi Kiva, because he tells the story of Rabbi Kiva with Bar Kochva, we bring dot the raya from Ben Koziva of Firtois. He brings the proof that Rabbi Kiva believed that Ben Koziva was the Mashiach, and he didn't do any miracles. He didn't ask him to do any miracles. They didn't ask him to perform any miracles. So therefore, that's a proof that we don't expect Mashiach necessarily to have to do miracles. Ikar advarim kacha. So then what is it that we expect the Mashiach? The main thing is this, Shatayra hazois chukel mishpateha, that this Torah, its laws and its statutes, la'olam alolam alamim, they go on forever, unchanged. Ve'ein mesifim aleihem, and we do not add to those laws. Ve'legerim em, and we don't diminish from those laws. Ve'chol ameisav egereyo shegilu panim b'Torah, and anyone that wants to add or diminish, detract from the halachas of the Torah, or he wants to reinterpret the Torah in a different way. And he wants to take the mitzvahs, he wants to say that it's not meant literally. We know that he is certainly a fake, the Rosha, and a sinner, and a heretic. That is not the Mashiach. From them, so that's what the Rambam says. From them was in Hemshech Halacha Veg Melech Mashiach is the Rambam Messiah. So from the fact that as he goes on to describe about Mashiach, he concludes the idea that the Ikar Shatayra Zayis Chukei Mishpatei La'olam, he makes it a very important part right at the end, that what is Mashiach about? That the Torah and its laws are eternal, go on forever. Is L'chayra Mashma, it seems, as ven ein ezotas Mashiach v'darf machen oisus umayisim, it seems that he's trying to say that if somebody comes along and says that Mashiach, in order to be Mashiach, has to perform a miracle, or the Machadazayin Varim Ba'ilma has to bring about some new events that haven't happened yet in the world, is that the mitmaisa b'garei b'teirah, then he would, this person that wants to declare Mashiach has to make miracles or change things, he is adding to the Torah, because the Torah never said it, which goes against what we know as a rule that the Torah, you don't add anything to the Torah. So therefore, saying that Mashiach must perform a miracle, where is that in the Torah? So you're adding something to the Torah. That's what he's trying to say. But we have to understand what's the connection. I guess I explained it a little too well, but what is the connection between saying that Mashiach does a miracle and being considered someone that is taking the Torah out of its literal or changing what the Torah says. Nochmer, even more so. Benigeya Novi Zog the Rambam, in regards to a Novi the Rambam says, as Kol Novi Shiyamad Lo Novi Yoimar, any prophet that arises and comes along and says, Shashem Shloche, that Hashem sent him on a mission to tell you so and so, Ein Tzarech Lasis Echad Meisiz Meisha Rabbeinu, he doesn't have to perform a miracle like those fantastic miracles that Meisha Rabbeinu did. Or like the miracles that Eliyahu HaNavi did or Elisha HaNavi did, they brought a child back to life, each one of them, which are very unnatural, supernatural events. A prophet does not have to do those things. What is the proof that he is a prophet? All he has to do is prophesize what the future brings. He has to say in the future so and so will happen, and then those things actually come to pass as he described them, as he brings from the proof in the pasuk. So we see that the Rambam over there, in describing the prophets, he says there's no need for him to prove his authenticity by doing a miracle which is supernatural. So he says the same thing as he's saying here about Mashiach. Still, he doesn't conclude that discussion about the prophets, as he does in our case, that somehow this is connected to denying the fact that the Torah is eternal. He could have said the same thing, that if you insist that a prophet has to do a fantastic miracle, then no, the Torah is unchanged, as he says over here. Uli'idach zokte dort as the davaisen an ois sheyem edvarim asidim. On the other hand, he does say that in order to establish his credentials, he has to say something that will happen in the future. And that's all he has to do. So the point that the Rebbe is making over here is, what is the connection between saying or thinking that Mashiach has to commit a miracle to the statement that the Torah is unchanged. What's the connection between the two? Zion. In the halacha shel achrizeh, in the next halacha, in halacha dalet, in Hilchos Melachim, is the Rambam Mamshri continues as follows. V'im yamid melech mebeis David, if there will arise a king from the family of David, ha'igav ha'Torah, who studies, you know, diligently Torah, v'aisig b'mitzvahs, and he is very much involved in the performance of mitzvahs k'David David, like David his father, his forefather, k'fi Torah shev'ksav v'shtev v'shobal peh, in accordance with the Torah shev'ksav and in accordance with the Torah shobal peh, v'yokav kol Yisrael leilav, and he will also compel all the Yidden to go in the ways of the Torah, l'chazik bitkan, to strengthen its breaches of the Torah, v'yilchem l'chamas Hashem, and he will fight the wars of the battles of Hashem, hareze v'cheske shum Mashiach, then this is, we can assume that he is the Mashiach. We can consider him to be Mashiach. Im osa v'yitzliach, and if he did all these things and he was successful, v'notzach kolom v'shvivav, he defeated all the nations around him. Ubana Migdash from coming, then he built the base of Migdash in its proper place. V'kibitz Nitzchei Yisrael, and he gathered in all of the Jews from the Golos. Hareza Mashiach Bavade. Then we know with certainty that that is Mashiach. V'yisakin Asa'olam, and he will go on to improve the entire world, and etc. etc. Dafen Fashtens, we have to understand about this also. Favoz the Montish the Rambam Da. Why doesn't the Rambam mention here an Oich? Nisht in the ganzen Perek. In fact, he doesn't mention it at all in the entire chapter. The Milus Agdolus Mitvelachem is Mitayr, the Melech HaMashiach. He doesn't describe the personality of Mashiach, the greatness of Mashiach, which we find in other places. The Rambam Alein Zog B'Mokom Acher Sefer Hayad, as the Rambam himself describes him, and in this very Sefer of the Halachas, of the Yad HaChazaka. The Rambam there says, Baal Chochme Yeser Yiyah Yeser Mishleima. He says in the Hilchos Tshuva that he is a wise person, even greater than Shlomo HaMelech. The Navi Gadol Hu, and he's a great prophet, Karev L'Moshe Rabbeinu, almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet, for some reason, in the halachas which talk about Mashiach himself, he doesn't describe anything about the great personality of Mashiach and his greatness as a Jewish leader, and so when he talks about what he does. So we have to understand these details of how the Rambam describes this whole situation with Mashiach. The Bir B'chol Zeyesh Leimer, and the explanation of all this can be said as follows. B'hakdim, by first explaining, was the Rambam hot arayngishtel hilchos melachim l'cham esayim b'siyim v'soif seif sifrei hayad. First explaining, why did the Rambam put the laws of Mashiach at the very, very end of the long Sefer Hayad HaChazaka? L'chayre, because it would seem, l'fiz seder hazmanim, according to the order, at least chronological order, of how these things happen, v'de Rambam zogt in anim from Hilchos Melachim, and as the Rambam it says at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim, what does he talk about? Shalosh mitzvahs in Stabi Yisrael b'shask nisasam la'aretz. There were three mitzvahs that the Jewish people were commanded as they entered Eretz Yisrael. Limnos m'lehem melech. First of all, to appoint a king. L'hachriz zarish al Amalek, to destroy the nation of Amalek. V'livnos beis abchira, and to build the beis hamikdash. Those are the three things, the three mitzvahs associated with entering Eretz Yisrael. If so, the laws of Malachim, which describe all of these halachas of the king and Malek, they should be written way before, not at the very, very end of all the halachas, since they involve mitzvahs that the Yidden got as soon as they went into Eretz Yisrael. So we can answer. From the fact that the Rambam puts it at the very, very end of the whole Sefer, the Sefer of an Halachas, which is the Sefer, what is the Sefer Ayad? It's a book of law, of Jewish law, of the mitzvahs. Is there the mit madgish as the shleimus from kiyam atayra ba'alacha ved b'shas says is da der inin ha'malachim. What he's trying to point out is, you want to know what the conclusion, what is the perfection, what leads to the perfection of all these halachas that we talked about, It is when there is this idea of the king which leads the Jewish people. That's when you can accomplish the highest state of fulfilling the halacha. And that's why it's at the very end. As we can understand this in a simple sense, as the shleimus hakim from all the mitzvahs of halachas atayres b'shas is da melech kol Yisrael. That when can you do all the mitzvahs and halachas? When is that's when the Jewish people have a king. Vas al yaday ver durgifid the mitzvah melchemet Hashem. Who is the one that is able to fulfill the mitzvah of the wars that he has to conduct? Lahachas al shalom malik. Like to destroy the descendants of Amalek and the mitzvah lives as Beis Abchira, the mitzvah building a Beis Hamikdash, but nor demel to shayach the kiyum from all halachos of mitzvah Torah. Only then, when you have a Beis Hamikdash and when you live in Eretz Yisrael, only then is it possible to fulfill all of these mitzvahs in which the Rambam talked about in the entire Sefer. But before you have a king which is able to accomplish all of these things, we're missing so many of the mitzvahs. So that's why he puts it at the very end of the Sefer. If so, in fact, this was also true in the time of David HaMelech, who was the king of the Jewish people, of the whole Jewish nation, the what's called Yisrael, the 10 tribes which later broke away and became the Yisrael, and then and Yehuda, the tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin. So David HaMelech was still the king of the whole nation. He is the one that conquered Eretz Yisrael. Gomer v'shleimus fun milchamis. He was the one that completed the wars, as the pasuk says, Hashem iniach le'misavim kol oivav. That eventually things quieted down and Hashem gave him respite from all of the enemies. In other words, he concluded successfully the wars. And it was through him that at least the preparation for the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim started. As the pasuk says, as David declared, this is the home of Hashem. He meant the place. He already had the place set up and so on, picked out. He was already talking about contributions to be brought there and so on. He was already setting up the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that David HaMelech also brought about this perfection that Mashiach will accomplish in the future. In the time of David, this was already the state of affairs, at least in potential, about the Beis HaMikdash. They were already bringing karbonos and so on, but the actual Beis HaMikdash only happened through his son, Shlomo HaMelech, as Hashem told him that it has to be through Shlomo. Test. The halachas for Mashiach had the Rambam arranged of the Siyam Sifra Yad, of the Seif Hilchas Melachim Melchamis Seyem. So the reason that the Rambam put the laws of Mashiach at the end of the Sefer and at the end of the Hilchos Melachim, Varim Dos is Gider Binyan Shal Mashiach Al Pi Halacha. The reason that he put it here is because this is what defines Mashiach. The Rambam is Mefarish in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Melachim. Nishblois the Zachen, the Zach from Bias Mashiach and the Chiyav Lahamim Bay. The Rambam is not merely trying to say in these two chapters of Hilchos Mashiach that there is an obligation that each Jew has to believe in the coming of Mashiach. That's not where it ends. That's not all he's trying to teach. Nor oich vases is nyone gidrei polosei un eifen is galusei. The Rambam is also stating, we have to understand what is Mashiach, what is his mission, what is his purpose, how will it all happen, and so on. Obameila, in vases es bashtei dechiyev lahamimbei, and therefore, if you know that, then you know what to believe in. You know what defines Mashiach, so you know what to believe in properly. It shouldn't be believing in the wrong thing about Mashiach. You may have a completely mistaken impression of what Mashiach is supposed to do, and you believe in that, so you're not believing in Mashiach. So first he has to define to you what Mashiach is, and that's what you should believe in. Und das meint der Rambam betchilas haperik, and that's what he means when he says at the beginning of the chapter, HaMelech HaMashiach Otsid Lamed L'Hachzer Malchus David L'Yoshna. The Mashiach will arise in the future to reestablish the kingdom of David to its original state. l'mamshala rishayna, to the way it ruled in the beginning, ubayna hamigdash, and he will build a migdash, a base hamigdash, a makabetz nitchei Yisrael, and he will regather the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael, v'chayzim kol mishpatim biyomav kishahayu, and they will, all the laws will return to the way they were, mikaydim, as they were in the past, makrivim karbonis, we will bring karbonis, v'aysim shmitim v'yoyvlis, and we will once again do the laws of Shemitah and the laws of Yovel, kechol mitzvah amur b'Torah, as all of these mitzvahs which are stated in the Torah. That's how he describes what Mashiach is. That describes what Mashiach is. Thus is nishnar asipa dvarim. He's not merely relating to us what the future brings, that this will happen when Mashiach comes. Thus Mashiach v'ton, these are the things that he will do. Unvos v'tzayim b'yomav, and what will happen in his days. Nor thus is a halacha. What he's describing is, this is the law of Mashiach. Together from Mashiach, this is what defines what Mashiach is. In vos izem, in what defines Mashiach is vaser is magzir malchus David liyoshin l'mshalah rishayna. What defines Mashiach is that he reestablishes the kingdom of Mashiach, of David HaMelech, as it was originally. Not that he has to bring about some new events, something new has to happen in his time. He's just trying to reestablish things as they were originally. Of course, how do you reestablish David HaMelech's kingdom? You have to build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to regather the Yidin Teretz Yisrael. That's how you reestablish everything as it was originally. And when you do those things, you're reaching the purpose, the goal of what defines Mashiach's coming. And all the laws will return in his day. That's the point, as they were originally. Umakriven karbonis, we'll bring the karbonis, vayisim shmita miyoyblis, we will do again the shmita and yoyblis, kechol mitzvahs amur b'teira, like the mitzvahs that are stated in the Torah, as they always were kept. Vazdos is farbunim mit kibbutz nitche Yisrael, and that this can only happen, we know the shmita and yoyvel can only happen when the Jewish people live in Eretz Yisrael, then kol Yisrael yeshem alad masam, when all the Jewish people live in Eretz Yisrael. So the shmita and yoyvel, that also reestablishes, you know, it can only happen when the Jews are there. Therefore, in order to be able to keep all these halachas as they were, part of it is to gather in the Jewish people. Thus haste. In other words, the alein yonavas habem gefelt in kiyum teira mitzvahs mitzad dembas sad gefelt in shleimus kol Yisrael beis hamikdash. In other words, all of those mitzvahs which we couldn't keep because there was a problem, the Yidden weren't in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash wasn't there, but thus is Klolus Inyan HaGolus, which describes, of course, the situation of Golus. Vert Nishlam Durchen Mashiach. All of this will be completed and done and fixed through Mashiach. Und in dem besteht, was Mashiach is Magzim Malchus David Yoshna, Bechezim Kolom Mishpatim. And that's what it means, that David reestablishes the kingdom of David HaMelech, and all the laws come back as they were. His ultimate purpose is to bring back the perfect performance of Torah and mitzvahs. That is what defines who Mashiach is. All the other details are just methods by which he will be able to bring back the performance of Torah and mitzvahs. He'll gather in the Yidden, that's necessary for Yovel. He will build a Beis HaMikdash, that's necessary for all the karbanos and all the many of the other mitzvahs, and so on. V'yeshloimer, and one could say, asiz oicha nafkimino la'alocha b'poyel, that this affects halacha. L'gabe d'ramuna, by in regards to the faith that we have, the Mashiach will come, in vos, as dav zayin d'machakel b'yosei, and also when we say that every Yid has the obligation to await his coming, what are we awaiting? What exactly are we awaiting? We have to know that. The baldas dos is the gedder for Mashiach. So now that the Rambam has described what defines Mashiach, that the amun zayin nishblois as avet kumen bechteitz oizleis in the yidden for golus. So then it changes the faith that we have in Mashiach. Normally, often people have faith in Mashiach means they believe that Mashiach will come and redeem the Jewish people, and that's where it ends. But the Rambam says, the main point of believing in Mashiach means that we believe that there will come a time when Mashiach will come and reestablish the perfect performance of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's the meaning of believing in Mashiach and awaiting his coming. That's what we're awaiting. Yud, if them bring the Rambam the raya, so to this the Rambam brings the proof from van and veison a Mashiach vet kumen and bring in Lushemus at Torah. How do we know that Mashiach will come and bring back this perfection of Torah lachzo marzeh David liyosh nevachezun kol mishpatim, and to bring back, to reestablish the kingdom of David and bring back all the mitzvahs shadei at Torah he ida olav? We know this because the Torah says so. Vos in the raya zainen dot zvei pratim. In these, the proof that the Rambam brings from the Torah, there are two different points that it brings out from those proofs. One is Shenem v'shav Hashem l'kecha v'kibetzcha. One is that Hashem will return the captives and he will gather you in from the, all the nations. From them veismen ases vet zayin kibetz nechi Yisrael. From this pasuk we know that the Jewish people will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. Which is what allows for the possibility that all the mitzvahs should come back, the reestablishment of things as they were in the time of David, the kiyum from hilchos mitzvah Torah, versus bottle gevorn dov goldus Yisrael, to reestablish those mitzvahs that were lost to us because of the golus. We couldn't perform many of those mitzvahs. That will happen again because the Jews will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. So that's one proof of one point in the Torah. Then he goes on, Af b'parsha Bilam Nemar, also in the parsha Bilam it says, B'shom niba b'shnei ha-mashichim. And over there he prophesied about the two Mashiachs, b'mashiach ha-rishon shu David, about the first Mashiach, which is David Shishi Yisrael Miatzareim, who was the savior of the Yidden from their oppressors. And then in the final Mashiach that will arise from the family of David Shemeshiach Yisrael Bachreina, that will be the salvation of the Jews at the end. From them Vaisman, from this proof we know as does Vazvet Zaina Yidei Mashiach, Mashiach, from this we know that what is Mashiach going to do and what will happen through Mashiach is lahachzer malchus David liyoshin mashal l'rishayna, that the point of Mashiach is to bring back things to they were the way they were in the time of David, the first Mashiach. That is the Mashiach hachem from them harishayna. He Mashiach is the final Mashiach to the original Mashiach, Mashiach harashin shu David, the first Mashiach who is David. That's what he's bringing out here. That Mashiach is going to reestablish things as they were in the time of the first Mashiach. Then he goes on, Ubashamhu Oimer, and over there he says, meaning Bilam says the prophecy, as the Ale Protem Bazani Given by Mashiach Harishon David, that all of those details that we know about the original Mashiach, David, Velnzain Oich by Mashiach Achon, Zemelech Mashiach, will also occur by the final Mashiach, which is Melech HaMashiach. On Haimdik von Tchilas is Galusay, it begins from the way he was revealed, in other words, how did he come about, Umem Shaltei, and the way he ruled, bis to the Shleimus of Machatz Pasimayim, until the, you know, the conclusion that he will crush the other nations, was Dugmasa b'Mashiach, which in a similar way the final Mashiach will do a similar thing, b'Karkal Kobanei Sheis, that he will dominate the people of Sheis, and v'Hoye Edom Yireisha, and he will crush Edom, which is what David did, v'Hoye Yireisha Seir Eivav Zemalach HaMashiach, in a similar way Mashiach will do that to Seir, which is also Edom. Mashiach vet brengen zu Shleimus HaTorah. Mashiach brings to the perfection of Torah, as we said, that this is also a detail in perfection of Torah, this describing of the destruction of the enemy, that also it describes a way of reaching the perfection of Torah, because when we get rid of our enslavement to the other nations, va'adarabba, Mashiach is avzeishaylit, and Mashiach becomes dominant over them, then we will have the opportunity to be able to once again study Torah and do the mitzvahs properly. That the Jews will be busy, they'll have time and have opportunity to be able to learn Torah. There will be nobody that will oppress them and disrupt them from this pursuit of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. The Rambam is made up as the Rambam describes, that this is why we look for freedom from the nations. So that's another detail in how in the time of David this happened, and the same thing will happen in the time of Mashiach. This is how we reach perfection in Torah. So it's another detail in that same point. Yudalef. Al Pizeh is moving, was the Rambam is magdim, b'chol mishein amayim b'boi, e mishein amachakel b'yosei. This explains why the Rambam says first, and anyone that doesn't believe in him and doesn't wait for his wait is coming, loy b'shar neviim b'vadu kaifer, that he doesn't deny simply all the later prophets, Ella the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu himself, sharei Torah yida Allah, because the Torah prophesied about Mashiach. When of them bringt so to this he brings the proofs from the two psukim v'shav Hashem alekecha and about Bilam. Because the question could be asked, "Vos is negeya kol kach in Rambam b'shaychus hilchos Mashiach? Why is it so important and essential in connection with Mashiach that the Rambam should bring as loy b'shar neviim b'vadu kofer al b'teiru Moshe Rabbeinu?" That he's not simply denying the later prophets, but he's denying Moshe Rabbeinu himself. That inyan hadlagayda shaychas in hilchos tshuva. This part of belief in Mashiach, that if you don't believe in Mashiach, you are denying the very Torah itself. This is not something that belongs so much in hilchos Mashiach, but rather in hilchos tshuva, v'ered vegen digdarim from kofer, where he describes what's called somebody that's a believer and what's somebody who is a heretic. So over there, it's important to know the details of believing in Mashiach or not. That's where he should be describing this. Why does it appear here? Now, the mit is the Rambam Madgish, but the reason that he brings it here, because he is emphasizing as the inyan for Melech Mashiach, was to bring the Shleimus in Hilchos Mitzvos HaTorah, that this idea of Melech Mashiach, which defines it, that he brings the perfection of mitzvahs of the Torah, l'harzol machos David liyoshna v'chezekum mishpatim, as he says, he will reestablish the kingdom of David to, and all the mitzvahs come back, is nish noch azach v'sez nizgal givor na de'en aviyim. This is not something that the prophets, they explain to us, do you want to know what Mashiach is? This is what he is. It didn't come about because the prophet said so. Now, this is an inyan from Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Gufa. This is actually how the Torah describes Mashiach. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu described Mashiach. Torah Gufa zokt un is maftiach az vet kum Mashiach un dam vet zayn shemes a Torah. The Torah itself describes it that way. As we said before, because the comparison between David and Mashiach, all these things are the focus of it is that it's all leading to the perfection of fulfilling Torah mitzvahs. When the Rebbe firter ois, and that's why the Rambam concludes, ve'elu advarim mefurashim b'Torah, and all of these things which are told to us in the Torah, heim kailim kol advarim shenemra yidei neviim. In the Torah, it's written in a very brief way, but it includes all the things that the neviim eventually expanded on and explained in more depth, in more detail. That all of the things that the prophets later wrote about Mashiach, and they wrote extensively, is an inyan from Torah Gufa in Shleimus Kiyum Torah Mitzvos, is something that is found in the Torah itself, and that it's about the Kiyum, the perfection of Torah Mitzvos. Yud Beis, and das is euch der Tam, was der Reihe von Ora Mikl hat der Rambam gestellt als Halacha befnei Atzmei. And this is the reason why the Rambam places the proof that he brings from the cities of refuge in a separate paragraph. Warum von dem bringt der Rambam nicht nur a Reihe, as it mefurish beteir, as it wird sein durch Melech HaMashiach. the Zman Fun Shleimus and Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvah, because it's not just another proof that this will happen, that there will be another perfection of Torah Mitzvahs of the Arei Miklat, nor as Megefin Ba'Arei Miklat as Vetzukum in the Mitzvah Gufa. In other words, not only will we return to a state where all the Torah Mitzvahs can be kept, but as Vetzukum in the Mitzvah Gufa, that there will be something more, a greater way of fulfilling a Mitzvah which we haven't had the opportunity yet to be able to fulfill this mitzvah in its perfection. V'yasavta l'cha'ayit sholosh arim, as the Torah says, there will come a time when you will be able to fulfill even this mitzvah, which currently has not been able to be done, to add another three cities to the of refuge. Because Hashem did not command this with no purpose, that it's never going to get done. It will come to pass that we will have an even greater perfection in Torah Mitzvahs, something that we even haven't had in the past yet. Darf Esh Kumen Azman, Torah says that there has to come a time, Venezvedzain, the mitzvahs of Torah Kedaboy, when we will finally be able to fulfill the mitzvahs in their most perfect state. So in other words, there is returning to the original state, and then as a separate halacha, there is, and by the way, it will be an even greater perfection than before, because there is one mitzvah that we were never able to fulfill till Mashiach comes. Yud Gimel. Now, Pieh Kola, now, based on all of this, is moving. We can understand thus that Rambam zokt in halacha Gimel, that the Rambam says in the third halacha, Val Yal Al Daitecha, it shouldn't occur to you that the Mashiach has to commit, do miracles and bring about new things in the world, or resurrect the dead, or similar things. It's not so. By saying this, he's explaining to us that there are two things that we should understand do not have to be. Nishdos is from inyanim Mashiach lasis eisus. This is not what defines Mashiach. Mashiach does not have to do miracles. That's not what makes Mashiach who he is. Well, Nishdos is the Bechinoi Famitasi, and therefore, that is not how we determine whether this is the correct Mashiach. If somebody comes along and makes miracles, that doesn't make a Mashiach. If he comes along and does the things that Mashiach is meant to do, but he doesn't perform miracles, that's what defines Mashiach. Un is Messiah v'ikar advarim kocha. And he concludes that the main thing about this is Shatayra Hazayis Chukel Mishvatel Le'olam Alol Me'olamim. The main thing about Mashiach and what defines Mashiach and what makes him who he is, and the way to determine whether he is Mashiach or not, is about making sure that the Torah is reestablished for eternity. That's what makes Mashiach. The two things are linked to each other. Mibal Shahanal Gider V'Yonishol Mashiach. Since what we said before, the perfection of Torah is what defines Mashiach. Shleimus v'kiyum halachos u'mitzvot Torah is oivsis oila al hadas. So if it should occur to you shemelech haMashiach tzarich lasis eisus u'mitzvot mechadesh dvarim ba'olam, that Mashiach for some reason has to commit miracles to peil nashini and velt, that he has to bring about changes in the world, is das b'stira tzedemas haTorah zeis chukei mishpatei l'olam. This contradicts the idea that the Torah is eternal. Because if he has to make a change in the world, so what does it mean that the Torah is eternal? The Torah is eternal, it's in its original state. So nothing has to change in the Torah for the Torah to reach its perfection. And therefore we can't say that there is a need for Mashiach to change the world in order for Mashiach to be Mashiach. Because all he is there to do is reestablish the perfection of Torah. And that doesn't need any change. To reestablish it in its original perfection, which is eternal, and nothing needs to be improved on that. So now that since what defines Mashiach is not miracles and so on and new things, is moving as nishdos is the beginning of amitase. So since it's not something that defines him, so that's not how you're going to test whether he really is the true Mashiach. Because even if he does do that, that doesn't define him as Mashiach. What is the test is what defines him as who he is. Punkt wie ein Navi, was der Bechina if amitase. Just like by a Navi, that the test of his whether he is authentic, ha'ay shaloi, that what is the proof that he has to bring. All he has to do is tell you what the future brings. And they will come to pass. As it says in the pasuk, you might say, how am I going to know if he's a real prophet? In other words, how do you define whether a Navi is authentic or not? Test him on what his job is. See if he can do his job as a Navi. What's the job as a Navi? Navi, as Ogdivir Hasidus, Navi means to prophesize. So test him by seeing if he can prophesize. If his job is to prophesize, why would you test him to see if he can change water into blood? That's not the job of a Navi, so therefore that doesn't tell you whether he is a Navi or not. What tells you if he's a Navi is to test him by the thing which his job is. So the way to see if Mashiach is Mashiach is not to see if he can turn water to blood, it's to see if he reestablishes the Torah to its perfection. And that will define him as Mashiach. Al-Dera says, movement again, Mashiach. So the same is true for Mashiach. Even though it's true that he will be a great prophet. And he's a greater than any other prophet, as the Rambam says. Karov l'Moshe Rabbeinu, almost as great as Moshe. But that doesn't define him as Mashiach, that he's a great prophet. So therefore we understand the continuation as the beginning from the Simen of Amitasei, that the way to determine whether he is authentic is if what he is, who he is he personifies the perfection of Torah. So the Rambam says, you want to know how to determine who is Mashiach. If there will come a king from the family of David, which that is already something, he has to reestablish the kingdom of David. Who studies Torah and does mitzvahs? That's defines Mashiach. And then he brings about perfection of Torah mitzvahs by the Yidden, as he says, V'yokov kol Yisrael, that he will compel the Yidden to do the same. To do what? Leilechbo lechazek bitko. To go in the ways of the Torah and to strengthen its breaches. V'yilchem l'chemesh Hashem, and he will fight the wars of Hashem, is also in that same context. V'yilchem l'chemesh Hashem is oich haprat in the bringing of Shlem Zakim HaTorah. To fight the battles of Hashem is also another detail of bringing about the perfection of Torah mitzvahs. Arapnem in the Venegisum of Atal, because through this he will take away any interference that the Yidden have to mitzad the umas from the nations to be able to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs in a perfect way. So if you want to know who is Mashiach, if he's doing the agenda of Mashiach, which is to strengthen the Torah, to bring about the perfection of Torah, not whether he's a prophet, not whether he can make miracles. That doesn't define him as Mashiach. Does bring Mashiach, but this all brings the fact that Mashiach works on all of these things. That just puts him in a category of we assume that he's Mashiach. He seems to be Mashiach. But when he is successful in actually bringing about the perfection of Torah mitzvahs, meaning to say, as the Rambam continues, im osav yitzliach, if he did all of these things and he was successful doing them, v'nitzach kol ha'umos shebesvivav, and he was able to overpower, he has victories over all the nations around him. Ubana migdash v'mkayim, and he actually builds the Beis HaMikdash. The kibbutz nitches, only actually gathers together the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. Then we know that he has certainly the Mashiach. He has fulfilled all of the things that he set out to do to bring about this perfection. He actually accomplished it. But because if he does all this, then in fact all of the law will return in its original state, as they were originally described in the Torah. The shleimus in halachas v'kiyumam mitzvah v'poel, to fulfill to the perfection of all the mitzvahs in the Torah actually realized. The Eshla Hesubaz, and we can add to this. as the rayas was the Rambam bringt frier, that the proofs that he brings earlier seine nicht nur auf klolos adorim betchilos haperik, is not just in order to bring out the general idea of Mashiach which are brought in the beginning of the perik, which is that Hamelech Mashiach hazul lamed lachazir and Malchus David Yishna, that his general purpose is to reestablish the kingdom of David to Lemshel Rishayna, to its original state, Kechol Mitzvah Samar Beteira, according to all the mitzvahs and so on, which describes the general theme or agenda of Mashiach. But rather, what he's trying to say, the proofs also apply in the Reich of the Protim for Lachadalit, also in regards to the details which are taught in the fourth paragraph, where he describes the details of what Mashiach has to do. He has to be one that studies Torah diligently, fulfills the mitzvah strongly, he brings the yidden back to do that, and so on, where he sets out the details of the agenda. When the Rebbe brings the Rambam, so these rayas from the Psukim are also meant to emphasize those details. When the Rebbe brings the Rambam, oich, in the Mraya from Parsha Bilam, vasnibe b'shnei ha-meshichim, that's why when he talks about the proof from Bilam, he talks about the two Mashiachs, David the Mashiach, the fir pratim un inyonim in his galus for Mashiach and be a state mafurish, the sham niba, and thus is the hemshach lahazim malchus David Yishna. That's why the Rambam brings all of those four details that are found in those four psukim, showing how they were accomplished by David and accomplished by Mashiach, because these four details bring out the details of the agenda of what Mashiach is supposed to accomplish. And that's why the Rambam brings all of those details from the Psukim. Bechlolos, where do we see it in those Psukim? Bechlolos teltzildos and drei chalukas. In a general sense, it's divided into three categories. David u'Mashiach atzmam, description of David HaMelech and Mashiach themselves. Number two is Zeir Pu'ulim and Malchus of Yidden, their effect through their kingship over the Yidden. Number three is Zeir Pu'ulim and Malucha of Umas Ha'olam, of the Veld Bechlal. The third thing is how they rule over what their relationship over the nations of the world, the world in general. When in them dritten inyan gufas ein dot zwei zmanen v'inyanim k'dlakamen, and in that category of how it affects the nations, there are two separate periods in that thing, as will soon be explained. So each one on its own. Inyanim ba'atzmam, to describe Mashiach and David themselves. So the Rambam says, Yamed Melech Mebeis David, there will arise a king from Beis David, Haiga b'Torah v'Seva Mitzvahs, who studies Torah diligently and he's involved in the Mitzvahs k'David Aviv, as David is his forefather, k'fi Torah shevaksava v'Torah shevalpeh, according to the written Torah and the oral Torah. Und das ist mefurish, that describes the person of Mashiach. Und das ist mefurish b'Torah, that we see in the Torah in the Parshas Bilam, because he says, Ar enu, I see him. But it's not now, meaning to say Zed David, that's something that will come in the future, but I see him. Bilam is describing the personality of David. Ashurenu, I perceive him. Again, I perceive him. V'loi Karaba, yet it's not close, it's in the future, in the far distance. Zemelech HaMashiach, that's Zog HaMashiach. The Nevuah, David Mashiach Atzma. So the first set of psukim describes Mashiach and David HaMelech themselves. Number two, the Yaakov Kol Yisrael Lelech Bo, the Rambam describes it as he will compel the Yidden to go in the ways of Mashiach, of the Torah, ul'chazek bitkan, to strengthen its breaches. Zeyeh Pe'ula u'malchus ayf Yidden, which describes how the Mashiach and David have their effect on the Jewish people. V'zdasim mefurish and hemshcha kasu, which comes from the second pasuk that he quotes from Bilam. Dorach koichav miYaakov, there steps forth a star from amongst from Yaakov. Zed David is talking about David. The Kom Shevet Miyisrael, and there arises a staff from the Jewish people. Zed Malach Mashiach Mashiach was Das Weist of the Shaiches to Eden Koicham Yaakov Shevet Miyisrael. This is talking about the relationship between David HaMelech and the Yidden, Koicham Miyaakov, and Shevet Miyisrael Mashiach and the Yidden, how they affect the Jewish people. And in them Zokman Oich, the Shleimus and Yitzim for Melech HaMashiach, and over here too, we see Mashiach outdoes David HaMelech in this. Mashiach Hachan Legab HaMashiach Rishon, how the final Mashiach is on a greater level than the original Mashiach. How do we see that? If David in Ved Gezog the Loshen Koichab, David is described as a star, which shows somebody that is elevated and removed from people. This is movement from Rambam and Gei Kechavim Kipshutim Kol Kechavim Ogalim Kulim Balin Nefesh V'Deya Askelim. It talks about the Rambam says that the orbits and the stars and so on. He describes them as entities which have a higher consciousness than human beings, so that the stars are on a higher level. V'Dasa Kechavim V'Gedulim V'Das Bnei Adam. They are greater than people. So first of all, it describes David HaMelech as somebody removed from the people, higher on a higher level. And Miyakov, it describes him as Yaakov as Vaistav Eden Nisht Vizizayna B'tachos Amayla. Yaakov describes the Jewish people on a lower level than Yisrael. Abba Menegeitz HaMashiach and Zotter, when he describes Mashiach, he says, V'kom Shevet, a staff will arise, Vas Pirusha Kipshute Iz Melech Reidu Moshel, a king that is involved with the people. He's directly involved with ruling over the people. That's something that will be revealed open by Mashiach, his relationship with the people. He will be involved in compelling the Jews to keep Torah and mitzvahs. And number two, the Yisrael, describing them as Yisrael Shem Amaylefin Yidin, that the Yidin are on a higher level. In other words, it talks about a greater relationship between the king and the subjects. By David HaMelech, it's more removed, and the Jews are on a lower level. He's on a higher level, they're on a lower level. And by Mashiach, it's a more direct relationship, and the Jews are on a higher level. Then we go to the third point. The Rambam says, V'yilchem l'chemes Hashem, and he will fight the wars of Hashem. Im osam itzliach v'nitzach kol ha'umet shebesvivav, if he does this and he's successful, and he overpowers the other nations, shteitim pasuk, as that's also brought out in the pasuk, in the third set of psukim by Bilam, umachatz pasei moyev, and he will crush the princes of moyev. Zed David is referring to David, v'chenu oimev v'yachas moyev, v'yimadidim b'chevel, as we said before, that he smote moyev, v'karkar kol b'nei sheis, and he will dominate the other pasuk, which says he will dominate the people of Sheis. Zeh Melech HaMashiach, this refers to Mashiach, Shenema Mishalom Yom Ad Yom, about whom it says that he will rule from sea to sea. Vas Oichen Dem, so in other words, we see the relationship between how the Rambam describes Mashiach, the wars that he has to fight with the nations, and that's what Bilam is saying also in his psukim, both describing David HaMelech and describing Mashiach. Vas Oichen Dem is Mudgish Demayel from Melech Mashiach, and this In this set of psukim, it also brings out the greatness of Mashiach over David. But David is nor mochatz and pasei moyev. By David, it only says that he crushes and only the princes. By Mashiach, and what does it say about Mashiach? V'karkar, and he dominates. That's a higher level of domination than crushing. And it's kol b'nei sheis, not just the princes, but all the people of sheis. The shlita is if alu umus, that it's going to be over all the nations, not just one nation, or not only certain princes. It talks about his domination over all the world. Adavi de loshen in avim, or as it's brought in avim, by David in vayach es moyav, by if in the psukim that he brings to show that David HaMelech was overpowered Moyav, it says that he smote Moyav. Well, by Mashiach, it says, the Pasuk in Nevi'im is Mashalei, he's ruled over from sea to sea, which means to say, first of all, it's ruling over them, not just simply striking them, and it's also from sea to sea. Then we go to the fourth thing, which is V'yisaken es ha'olam kula la'avedas Hashem b'yachad, and he will fix the entire world to serve Hashem together as one. Shenemer as ki oz ha'pachol amim sofa berura, because then I will turn the nations into one clear language. Likra kulam Hashem Hashem, they will all call out in the name of Hashem. V'lo'av d'shchem echad, and they will serve Him with one in one way, with one purpose. Shteitim pasuk. So what does it say in regards to this? V'haya edem yireisha, that the pasuk that he brings from Bilam is that Edom will be destroyed. Zed David just talks about David, Shneim Avtehid Edom leDavid Avadim, describing the people of Edom as the slaves of David. And that he will again destroy the Seir, his enemies, Emelech HaMashiach, that refers to Mashiach. Shenem of Olam Mashiach Bar Tzion, as the saviors will go up on Tar Tzion, Lishbet Asar Esav, to judge the mountain of Esav. Vos Oich Da is moving the Milo from Mashiach, and over here also we see how Mashiach is greater than David. And again, Le David Zakman V'hoye Edom Yireisha. In regards to David, it says that he will destroy Adam was does riktois in them was fatihi Adam le David la'avodim, which is expressed through the pasuk which says that Adam became the slaves of David. But when it talks about Mashiach, how will Mashiach destroy Adam? Nishna de anshia ir, not only the people of the city, meaning Seir was the city in which they lived, but rather they will on the whole mountain, in other words the whole region, and so on, everyone is included, he will dominate all of them. And the conclusion of this is that Hashem will be the dominant king, the king, and so on. So in other words, that it will be a complete domination, and not only of a certain group of people, and not only they make them slaves, but it's a complete domination. We see again how Mashiach does much greater than David HaMelech is described to be doing. So we see how the four things that the Rambam describes about Mashiach are all brought out in these four psukim that talk about David, and in the four psukim that he quotes from Bilam about David and Mashiach. They're uftu in them in the fetn inyan legabedem dritten inyan. How is the third idea of the domination of the Moyav and so on over, how is it different, and what is added by the fourth idea, which also talks about the domination of Seir, which in the Rambam is described as Yilochem Lochemes Hashem and Sochanam Umais, by fighting the battles of Hashem and the victory over the nations of Mishalom Yom Ad Yom, as he says that he will rule from sea to sea, is Muvan from the Lashonas Gufa. We can see this from the language that is used, the Mesholoi and Yireisha, his domination and destruction. V'yelochem v'yisakan ha'olam, he will fight the war and he will fix the world. U'bedugmas der chidush v'nyirusha ev kibush, as we see the difference, how inheritance is greater than conquering. As we find in regards to Eretz Yisrael, when the Jewish people came to take over Eretz Yisrael, it's described both as conquering the land, but also as inheriting the land. So they had both milas of kibush and yerusha. What are they? The inyan for mulchama netzachin, the idea of war and victory, kibush mulchama, which means conquering, umbaifen von karka is baifen von karka, umashalay shlita is described by domination, umashalay the word in the pasuk that his rulership, his rule is shlita, which means to dominate, to force yourself upon them. Heper the metzias verotzen from them as meniskavish, which goes against the will of the one who is being conquered. But we describe inheritance, as the pasuk brings out, he will inherit Yireisha, is adarabe. The word Yireisha sometimes expressed also has the meaning of to destroy and to crush, but over here it has also the meaning of to conquer, to not to conquer, to inherit. Is adrabe menemt iber adnon te eigenazach. Yerusha means you take over something which is close to you in the beginning. It's your relative, perhaps a father that owned it, and now you take it over. It's not that you dominate and you have to conquer the inheritance. It's given willingly. It's something that is lovingly passed over. Nisht as meniz kevish v'shelut avatzeit. Not that you have to force yourself upon someone else in order to inherit them. Well, that is says moving the chiddush from Yisakin Esayilim Kulu Lavidus Hashem Biyachad. So going back, first of all, that in other words, that there is two elements to dominating the other nations of the world. One is that you have to conquer them and crush them, and then there is the higher level, which is you take them over in a way that they even agree to it. You turn them into an ally. Which al derech zeh is mumen dechiddush from Yisakin Esayilim Kulu Lavid Hashem Biyachad, which is also brought out in the words of the Rambam. He then goes on to say he will fix the world that everyone should serve Hashem together, and that is after he said that he fought the wars of Hashem and he was victorious over them. So it starts with that, to dominate them, and then it goes to turn them into an ally, and we will all serve Hashem together. That the nations themselves recognize the truth of the rulership of Mashiach. The Rambam alludes to this, and it's clearly stated in the end of the halacha. It says Nishmat Gevor Nadiat Tzenzer, which in the versions of the Rambam that we have now, it was removed from there, because the censors took it out. They were generally Christians, so they took out anything that would in any way insult the Christians. But what originally said is Kishiyamid Melech HaMashiach Be'emes, when the Mashiach will arise, the Atzliach, and he will be successful, the Yorum, in other words, the true Mashiach, not the fake Mashiach, as we know what that means, and he will the Yorum Yinosa Miyad, and he will be elevated and uplifted, and he will gain prominence and so on. Miyad heim kulam chayzrim. Immediately, they all the nations will return from their opinions. V'yodim shesheken nochlu avaseyem, and they will realize that they were given bequeathed a lie. V'she nevi'eyem v'avaseyem hitum, and that their prophets and their forefathers, they led them astray. Talking about the Goyim, that they will come to realize that they were fed a false narrative. So this is what the Rambam said, which was then later removed, but over here he spells it out clearly, that they will come around to believe the truth. As Ved Zayin, Likra Kulam Hashem Hashem Belov Deshechamechav, this part already is in our version, and they will all call out together to the true Hashem and to serve him with one purpose. Durch Deremuna Shlema b'viyas haMashiach, and it's through this complete faith in the coming of Mashiach. V'yaseiz al pi Torah, the way it is in according to the way the Torah describes what Mashiach is. U'machakel b'yosei, and you await this kind of coming, this kind of Mashiach. Achakel b'chol yom shiyavei, and you wait daily. I wait him every day. V'as yeshlema is in them is eich nichla l'liman in lahilchus Mashiach, and perhaps we could say that waiting for him every day means to learn about Hilchos Mashiach every day. That's what it means, or included in that. Vetos gufa mekarazayin and maharazayin biyosei, this will itself bring it closer and speed it up, the coming of Mashiach, in an oifen funachishena, in a way that I will rush it, Hashem says, a bakara mamish, and it should happen immediately now.